Accounting Podcast, where we talk about numbers and narratives inside the accounting profession. Every week, we'll unpack the data and leadership strategies shaping the accounting profession, delivered straight from the team behind the profession's most trusted reports.
And I'm Rob Brown, host of a few of the podcasts, but really excited to be with this one. You can tell with my English accent, we're bringing an international flavor to this because inside public accounting, although it's a US-focused outfit, we are going international with this, Chelsea, aren't we?
We sure are. And I'm Chelsea Summers, Executive Director of Inside Public Accounting. I lead our survey program and reporting, and I work closely with firms across the country to help make sense of the data that's driving the strategy, growth, and change in the profession. I'm not a CPA, but I've spent years asking the firm leaders the right questions and identifying trends and translating those trends into real insight.
And it's so good, Chelsea, you're talking to leaders of firms all the time, and that's definitely where we're aiming this show. It's built for leaders and wannabe leaders and up and coming and future leaders in the accounting profession who want to stay ahead of the curve. There's so much coming at them at the moment. There's so much overload and cutting through the bull and the nonsense and the muddy waters. That's why it's really exciting. And you wanted to share this podcast and get it rolling for some time, haven't you?
Yeah. And we really felt like now was the right time to explore this podcast. Like we said, the accounting profession is changing and changing very rapidly. Yeah. And also the way that news is digested is changing. There's not the newspaper delivered to your front door and open it up and read it with your cup of coffee in the morning. Now it's take a walk outside while you're listening to your latest podcast, or you know, make your breakfast while you're watching a YouTube video. So we really wanted to be true to the time and help bring our data to a new audience in a new way.
Yeah. And for people that haven't come across inside public accounting, that they're known for data-driven insight, but just tell us a little bit more about the organization, Chelsea.
Sure. At Inside Public Accounting, we're most known for our practice management surveys. Last year, we had about 620 accounting firms, both in the US and in Canada, that participated in this survey. From that, we rank our IPA 500, which is the biggest ranking of accounting firms in the United States. So we start with the big four and rank down through the number 500 firm, which is a little over $5 million in revenue last year. We also put out quarterly reports and do thought leadership and really highlight what's going on with the firms on our website.
It's phenomenal stuff that you're producing. And what this podcast is doing is bringing those insights, those number, that data to life. So we're going to go beyond the charts and the tables to help you as the listeners, the viewers, if you're watching this on YouTube or you're listening to it, we're giving you the stories behind the numbers. So it's not just the what, Chelsea, it's the why, isn't it?
Yeah, exactly. And it's one thing to see the numbers, and it's another thing to put them in context and hear from the leaders behind those numbers and really help other firms grow and get to those aspirational points. So one of our big goals with this podcast is really to try to put context behind those numbers. You see growth is at 10% this year. Okay, well, what does that mean? How does that happen? What pieces go into that? Is it the outsourcing? Is it firms utilizing private equity investments? Is it changing billable hour models? It's really all of the things that wrap up into it, that all of the pieces that go into those numbers, and we want to bring the context behind that.
Yeah, and we talk about bringing the why. Just give us an example of some of the whys that we'll be answering on this podcast. You've given one there, but there are plenty more.
Yeah. So there's been a lot of conversation, like we said, on private equity, and that's something we're going to be diving into in future episodes. Additionally, you know, firms are really delving into outsourcing. And 5 years ago, that was something that, you know, just the large firms did, and it was just done a little bit. Now, not only is it something that firms are really looking at as a must-have with the inability to staff up in the way that they need to do their work, but it's growing into not just a couple people in one location in one city in India. It's how do we have people in different time zones doing different services and different levels? So really expanding what the strategies that the firms have into a more holistic view of staffing at the firm. Yeah. Also succession planning and changing partner compensation models are other big, big topics we're going to be covering on our podcast.
You're not shying away from anything here. You're hitting all of the hot topics.
Yes. Our goal is to answer the questions that the firms are asking.
Well, it's precisely that, unpacking it, not just reporting the data, as you say, but it's helping firm leaders interpret it, apply it, make smarter decisions, because in times of change, the context and what's happening behind the data and the whys, that's what's setting the good firms apart from the great ones, isn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. And there needs to be a driving force behind what they're doing. You know, firms always like to tout their culture and their people, but really that's what sets the firms apart. And everybody's doing tax returns and audits, but it's all those specialty areas. And it's the brands that they're creating and the culture that they have that's really distinguishes the different firms apart.
Yeah. And this is ground zero. This is show number one. We're launching it today. And here's a flavor of what to expect. So every Tuesday, we'll drop a new episode. Some are going to be short and sharp. Others are going to be deeper dives. We're bringing in some firm leaders, commentators, experts, voices from across the profession. So as well as Chelsea and I, you'll get a lot of data analysis, industry commentary, behind the scenes insights from the IPA research. What else are we going to be talking about, Chelsea?
Yeah. So, you know, panel discussions, bringing in different voices. I mean, if any of our listeners have ideas for topics or want to suggest themselves as a speaker, you know, we're absolutely open to that. We want this to be a very audience driven conversation, both the questions that firm leaders are asking me and the questions that our listeners are asking us. So really trying to cover a whole breadth of things. And as Inside Public Accounting is publishing reports, our IPA 500 report is going to come out in early fall. And then we have tons of other reporting that's going to come out through the fall and winter. And we're going to be covering those in depth and really diving into some of the outputs and the lessons learned from that reporting.
It's such an exciting podcast, and there's nothing like it in the podcast ecosystem. And I should know because I track them all. There's a lot of great ones out there, a lot of different kinds, but this is the one that really brings the data to life. So we're going to be hitting leadership, culture, staffing, private equity, technology, and all the drivers of change, retention, succession, as you say, the evolving expectations of younger talent. And just to position you on this, Chelsea, I've been on the podcast scene for a while. This is your first venture into this, but you are very much the voice of Inside Public Accounting and the face, aren't you?
Yes, absolutely. So first podcast for me, but I'm excited to do many, many more with you, Rob, and for the accounting profession. But I've been in this space for over a decade and learning from firms and sifting through the data and really getting a feel for the changes and analyzing where the profession is going. So I'm excited to bring that to the audience.
Yep, that's really, really important because you know the data better than anyone. So I'll be the voice of the audience asking the questions that they might be thinking, keeping discussions focused. And we're giving people an opportunity to share this with their teams, aren't we?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, we think that this podcast is great for the managing partners and leaders of the firms, but we also think it's great for the up and coming leaders, your rock stars, the people you want to retain. Them learning and understanding the future of the accounting profession, we think is great.
And next week on the podcast, we're going to be hitting the ground hard because we're diving into one of the biggest and most controversial forces shaping the accounting profession, private equity. It's a special episode. I know it's a subject close to your heart. You've touched on it before, but it's so disruptive, isn't it, right now? It's changing the rules of the game. It's disrupting partnership models. It's disrupting structures. It's disrupting culture, it's disrupting compensation models. So just dip a little bit more
everything.
Just tell us a little bit more about why private equity is so divisive, Chelsea.
Yeah, absolutely. So a few weeks ago, we did a pulse survey of managing partners in the accounting profession and really asked them, like, what do you think is happening with private equity? Like, we see it a little bit in the numbers, and we've delved into the numbers a little bit on firms who have private equity versus those that don't and what the similarities and differences are. But also just how do you think it's shaping the accounting space? Is it a net positive, a net neutral, or are we seeing some negative changes? And then also asking firms, is this a short-term play, or do you see this as long-term changing how firms are structured and how they act and the culture of those firms? Is this a pivotal moment when we look back on the timeline of accounting firms? Is this just a blip, or is this changing the trajectory? So some of the just small topics we're diving into.
It's beautifully put because there's so much rhetoric, there's so much hype, there's so many opinions, there's so many views, there's so much hot air. And you've got the numbers, you've got the data, you've got the opinions that are much more concrete, so you can see the trends. And particularly over years, Chelsea, we can look at a snapshot in time, can't we? But when you build up data over a period of time, you can start to see the patterns and what's holding, what's increasing, what's decreasing. That's something you look at a lot at Inside Public Accounting, isn't it?
Yeah, and it's something we're going to continue looking at as firms' investments are in their infancy. We're starting to see some minor blips in ways we expect and ways that we wouldn't expect. But as the years progress and as these investments increase and as the one firm turns into five firms, turns into 50 firms with investments, we're seeing different changes in the data. Absolutely.
So we're going to be unpacking this data. We're going to be sharing what firm leaders, executives, professionals are really saying, and ask the question, particularly next week, is private equity changing for the better, or is it just changing it for the worse? Is it a saint or is it a sinner? And if you're leading a firm, thinking about this profession, you care about it, then you don't want to miss these episodes. And we're encouraging feedback from the audience, Chelsea, on this, aren't we? It's not just us giving stuff to them.
Right, absolutely. If you've got feedback on our show or ideas for future episodes, we'd love to hear from you. You can visit our website and give us any feedback, or if you're watching this on YouTube, leave a comment, connect with me on LinkedIn, and feel free to share your thoughts. Whether it's something you want us to dig into, or a guest you'd love to hear from, or a reaction to what we've said, drop us a comment, and we really do read everything, and we really do want your feedback and appreciate it.
Yep. So if you want to know what's really going on in public accounting and accountants in practice, stick with us. We're just getting started. Thank you for joining us on this journey. We look forward to engaging you on future episodes. We've got some amazing things to share with you. But from Chelsea and myself for this episode, thank you for engaging, and we'll see you on the next one.